make them pop. Big gun Brian Petrie giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick them pod from MMA tapes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Woo, what's up with the what's up? What's up with the what's up? I apologize. Of course, I had to mess up at least once. Let me check my audio levels. They didn't switch on me. I had to mess up at least once. Sent out the wrong time. Sent out the wrong link with the wrong time. But we here, babe. We here for UFC 291. I'm joined by my man, Christian. No Timbo. Timbo, he told us that he was having some flight problems. We'll get to the chat in a second. There's a funny comment. He told us there were some flight problems. He travels for work. As you guys know, he's a very, involved guy. I have a feeling the target didn't go right. The hit didn't go right. So he had to stay in whatever city, Bangladesh, wherever the hell he's at. So no Timbo tonight, but I got my man Christian. He's, I'm blanking on the word. He is nice enough. That wasn't the word I was thinking of. I know the word nice. Nice enough, kind enough, selfish enough to come on before his huge co-ed softball. Is it co-ed?
It is co-ed.
It is co-ed softball game. Yep. And he's popping on with the boy to get done 291 done. The chat's going fire. Let's hit the chat. Evan513, my Cincinnati guy. What's got? Let's go, boys. Boys with a Z. You know it's cool when it's boys with a Z. Come on, Christian, chop, chop. That was because I started the show when you were not in your seat.
Yeah,
that was on me. Hold on. We got Justin Chewinum. Is that how you say it? I pronounced it right one time and he complimented me, and I don't think I've gotten it right since. Check me out back right in time. BP, you got to get back on your shit. Feels like you haven't been the champ for a while. That is very true. I tied with Timbo last pay-per-view. Timbo's a champ. I tied with him. Ty goes to the champ in our system. I was right there, boys. But you're right. This is going to be for the interim strap, right? Because Timbo's not here. He's out murdering heads. So Christian and I are going to go for the interim strap. Yo, 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 Trindaddy. Trindo. Timbo had to stay back and kill an extra dude. Yeah, there could have been another name on the or a witness. Everyone knows no witnesses. Yeah, the flight problems in the Czech Republic where the target stays. Yeah, Czech Republic's. What's up, Tatum? Tatum's here. Chat's here. Here we go. Chewinum. There we go. Boom. I think I nailed it, right? I think I'm getting pretty good at pronunciations. You know, they make me do it every week. Welcome to the Timbo era, Rogan. I love it. And then Rube Baker, good dude. What's up, boys? Let's pick some winners. Always picking some winners. All right. I think this card is pretty good. I think it's pretty top heavy. I think the prelims are a little but it feels like a fucking massive card to me. Throw it in Salt Lake City, right? You've been to Salt Lake City. That's kind of out by your way. Christian, you're a Mormon, right?
I am not a Mormon.
Okay, aren't. Okay. With the beard and everything, I thought you were a Mormon. But yes. Yeah, so,
or like a Quaker.
Yeah. Speaking of Mormon, I don't want to make fun of anybody's religion. Okay. I don't care what you are. It doesn't matter. I saw this TikTok where they went to BYU and this TikToker asked these Mormon questions like, would you rather kill yourself or see a woman naked or something like that? And they all go, kill myself. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, they are dedicated to that. And much respect for that. I would obviously see the naked woman before I ever kill myself. I see a naked dude before we're talking about that. All right. So, Kristen, how do you feel about this card? 1 to 10, what do you think?
I like it, too. I mean, anytime Gaethje's on a card, I'm always partial to that. But especially the main card, it's just it's really good. Known fighters. I think it'll be fun. Most every one of these fights should be fun. So give it like an 8. I mean, I don't need a title for a pay-per-view. Like a women's 145-pound title doesn't mean shit to me.
Sure.
So, I mean, this fight's much more. So I couldn't care less that there's – I mean, there's a fake title on the line. But
sure. The BMF, I like it. I have mixed feelings in the BMF. I feel like they don't need it, especially when you're tell Anik you're one for one on my name. I'm definitely going to tell him. Sorry, see if he can pronounce it. But no, I mean, the main event, you don't need a title. I get that they are – throwing it up there, the BMF. Masvidal's retired. It is kind of like a cool thing. You know, fighters want it, right? It's a good idea. I'm sure they're getting a pay bump. I'm sure they're getting points to the pay-per-view. They get to have that title or whatever. So, I mean, if the fighters are into it, I'm into it. But this definitely warrants a BMF title shot. Both these dudes, I've been wanting a rematch for a while with these guys. Going to be an absolute blast. But we start. My card's a little different than Tapology, so I apologize if you're following along at home. But first fight of the night, Matthew Sellensberger, which I believe is not the first fight of the night anymore. But Matthew Sellensberger, Semi the Jedi, plus one or minus 190 versus Ursho Medic. He is plus 160. Whew. Since I tied Timbo, I'll go first. I have rode the Sellensberger train for a long time. I thought he beat Jeremiah Wells last time out. I thought he could have easily beat Jeremiah Wells with a finish if he would have just paced himself, calmed himself, but he gave up some big takedowns. Ursho Medic looked great on the Contender Series, dropped his debut, has looked great since then, but he's not fighting a beast like Semi the Jedi. He's a big, thick, burly boy for 170. He can crack. Wrestling needs to work. Fight IQ needs to work, but he is a really good athlete who can hit. Medic has been put out in the UFC before. The line is wide. The line scares me. I would not want to play Semi the Jedi minus 190. I just wouldn't want to do it. He's not a parlay piece for me. If you're going to play this, maybe Semi by knockout. He does have power. Medic has been put out before. Medic's a good striker himself. Big for the division himself. Maybe a little underrated because he's coming from Contender Series. And we got guys like Christian who are very biased against Contender Series guys. But I think for the number, Medic is a good play. However, I'm going to go. And the number, Trendaddy again in the chat, the numbers climb. So Sellensberger is now minus 205. Medic plus 175. Over 1.5, minus 150. Over, under 1.5, plus 120. Might sprinkle the under. This screams decision or Semi wins by knockout. Give me Semi the Jedi. Don't love it. Won't be parlaying it. Maybe sprinkle on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see. I like that under 1.5. I haven't looked at any props yet this early in the week, but I do like that a lot. This should be a banger. Sellensberger, I've kind of been with you. I've seemed to always pick him, always bet him. Sometimes, I mean, he's what, it's like 4-3 or something like that. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And you said I'm biased against Contender Series fighters. Yes. I get that a lot. I don't know if that's true. Ordos Medic is also an Alaska FC fighter.
Tatum just said that in the chat.
You want to talk about?
Yeah.
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 Yep. Yep. And I've brought it up, I believe, on the last podcast that I know a lot about the Alaska FC, mm-hmm. having formerly lived there. Look, I like his striking a lot. He's coming up in weight, which is a concern because I've always thought Sellensberger was big for the weight class. That's really the only holdup I have. He is kind of easy to take down, but I just like the way he can keep distance. I like how crisp and powerful and clean his striking is. And I do think Sellensberger can be hittable. So at, you know, closing in on like what, plus 180.
Yeah.
I like Medic. I think he's going to win the fight, period. Obviously if he gets taken down and wrestle fucked, then that happens, but each round starts on its feet. I could see either guy finish, and I'm going to take the better striker to get the finish.
I like that pick. I do like that pick. I'm going to compliment you. The only time you get a compliment out of me tonight. And I like that pick. I'll tell you why, because I mean, listen, this is a fight. You're reading it better than I'm reading it. I'm not seeing it that way. I'm being kind of a little bit baby back bitch. You know, I'm going with Sellensberger, and I think he has talent. And I think he knows he has talent. I think he knows he's athletic. You know, he played high level football. But when he gets in there, he doesn't really know what he wants to do. Do you want to slang and bang? Do you want to wrestle? His grappling's not up to stuff yet. His cardio is there, but it kind of faded against Wells. You know, yeah, sure, you can one punch knock out Martin Sano, but who the fuck can't, right? Medic, I think this is a big prove it fight for him. If he loses this fight, he gets starch. I think Medic might not be the guy who we think he is, but intriguing fight here at 170. All right, next up, just an absolute trash bag fight. Miranda Maverick, minus 345 versus Priscilla Cachoeira. Yes, Cachoeira, catch a body is what Paul Shag says, plus 265. I'm going to go real quick. Catch a beating? Yeah, did I say catch a body? A body if she wins, right? Catch a beating, catch a body.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Shout out Paul Shag. Great, great podcast, Dogger Pass podcast. Him and Cody kill it. Plus 265 on Priscilla. I'm not betting Miranda Maverick ever, right? The line's coming down. Trend's coming with the line. So I had her 345. She's minus 295. Zombie girl, catch it, plus 245. So I like the over here, over 2.5, minus 120. I think Cachoeira is hard to finish. I think Miranda Maverick's tough as well. Miranda's going to probably try to wrestle here, even though she's... Listen, I'm not going to break this fight down because I think it's absolute dumpster fire. Maverick looked like a fraud. I think she's been a fraud. Cachoeira, right? You know, it is what it is. But when you're hanging this number on me, I'm going to get Cachoeira. I'm not going to bet this fight. Absolutely not. I'll be not betting this fight. Christian, where you?
Yeah, it's only wild. Less than 2 years ago, we were talking about one of these fighters being a future champion and one of these fighters being the worst fighter in the entire UFC. And now here they are matched up against each other. So definitely wrong on both parts. Yeah, Miranda Maverick's not nearly as good as we thought she would. Priscilla's a little bit better. I've been reading Miranda Maverick fights really well lately, and I think this is an easy one for her. I don't want to talk about it much either.
Okay.
She's going to wrestle kind of what was like they both fought Jillian Roberts. So she watches out for the fish hooks and eye gouges and oil checks. Miranda should be fine. She'll just lay down and do what Miranda Maverick does for 15 minutes. Boring. Next.
All right. Next up, we got Jake Matthews. I got him earlier today at minus 245. I think that's pretty low against Darius Flowers, plus 205. Last minute replacement here. Jake Matthews flew all the way from Australia. So they got Darius Flowers, who fought in the Contender Series, slammed some dude in a weird position, blew his shoulder out. I'm not sure if he got the contract or not, but he's in the UFC now, so it doesn't matter. Watch a lot of tape on this guy. Because I like Matthews, and I like Matthews as... Don't slime forever. Slime forever. Slime ball cannon number one. Matthews minus 240, Darius Flowers plus 200. So it's come down just a little bit. Matthews looks so fucking good against Andre Fiol. And he looked equally as terrible against Sellensberger, where he just couldn't take a punch. Every time Semi hit him, he collapsed. Couldn't get anything going. This kid's 28 years old. When he debuted in the UFC, he was supposed to be the next guy from Australia. They were talking about this guy way more than they were talking about a guy like Alexander Volkanovski back in the day, right? This was supposed to be the next guy, and he's looked really good. You're a bit choppy on the video. Just want you to know, I'll tell you. Choppy on the video. Yeah, I think the internet is just going to be an issue here with the streaming. I turned my phone off, but you know, my kids got tablets and all this shit. You know, I'm actually having an internet guy come out and put the modem right next to me. It was supposed to be doing that a while ago. Anyway, back to this fight. Jake Matthews looks so good against Fiallo, right? Sorry about the video quality for anybody out there. But he looked like shit against Semi. And we just talked about why can't I talk tonight, Christian? I got the podcast juice. It's not firing in my brain, bro. How inconsistent Semi is, and he actually
did more.
He dog walked Jake Matthews. But I like Jake Matthews here with Darius Flowers. Darius Flowers likes to grapple a little bit, throws heavy shots, a little smaller for the vision, doesn't have a long reach. Jake Matthews' boxing has improved. Give me Jake Matthews, minus 240. I don't know about the over-unders. Can't do it. But, boom, damn, Jake Matthews.
Yeah, Jake Matthews is great at letting people down. So that's why I was really concerned you'd put him in the slime ball, because that dude is just the... I imagine he's probably going to have to sub Darius Flowers to win. And it is concerning that Darius Flowers has been sub 4 times in, 17, 18 fights. It's more than you probably want to see. But overall, his grappling looks pretty decent. That was 2 years ago, the last time he was subbed, especially like peak COVID. Hopefully you get better since then. Mm-hmm. I think he is going to be super dangerous early. Jake Matthews obviously is a, you know, good 15 minute fighter. Flowers probably doesn't have 15 minutes worth of cardio, but he is all weird and unorthodox, and he throws kind of a bunch of crazy punches. And with this as hittable as Jake Matthews is, definitely could see him getting hit from something he doesn't see and getting knocked out, because that was pathetic in his last fight.
Dude, so, he got dropped with fucking everything.
I'm going to take a dog shot
here. Man, going Darius Flowers, going and against
him. He saw those coming. Semmelsberger's not fast. Flowers does look fast.
So we are, for the first three fights, we have been opposite sides of each other. We ain't agreeing on anything there.
For you.
And we ain't agreeing on anything. I just think, you know, I've looked at Matthews fights, Flowers fights. He does have a potential to hit Matthews, especially if Matthews is getting just fucking clipped and dropped by any shot he gets hit with. But I do like the potential on the Matthews side here. Next up, CJ Vergara, minus 165 versus Vinicius Salvador, plus 135. Man, Vinicius Salvador is my guy coming off the contender series. I liked him, right? He looked good. He looked durable. But, he, you know, he fought Shannon Ross. That guy, you know, that guy can't take a punch. He's still dead from a couple weeks ago. And CJ Vergara, here's a boy that got almost put out his last time out, literally ran for his life and then got a finish in the second round. Pretty good comeback over Daniel Lacerta, I believe. So, this line is staying true here, minus 150, plus 120. Actually, it's come down a little bit. I apologize. Over 2.5, plus 115. I kind of scream in the under here. Under 2.5, kind of like that. Salvador's a striker. Vergara likes to strike. Both these guys are hittable. Both these guys... Salvatore looks like he's shown a pretty good chin, but Vergara has been hit before. Give me the dog here. Give me Vinicius Salvador as the dog. Plus 120, obviously, we're not going to, you know, break the bank on this one, but I do like Vinicius Salvador as the dog here, and I can just keep saying his fucking name because I just feel like I'm killing it.
Hey! I think it's Vinicius,
you know,
not
what?
Vinicius.
You don't need to correct me when I'm feeling myself here. What up, Genie? How we doing, boo? Day one boy right there. All right, Christian, if I'm saying that right, tell me what you like in this fight.
Man, I was so pissed. I remember watching that Vergara, Nascimento or Lacerda fight, whatever, or yeah, whichever he goes by. But I was like, cut CJ Vergara. This guy shouldn't be in the UFC.
Yeah, you were
pussy.
Hot. You were hot.
Running like, oh my God, I was so pissed. I think I had that Lacerda round one ticket. I'm almost sure that I did. Because I think I've had that in all of his fights, all of which he's lost anyways. But yeah, it's funny. I started laughing because it like right across my notes, it says both hittable, takedowns unlikely.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely seeing the same thing you are there. Salvador style. I'm surprised you like it because you usually don't like anybody with any swag. You like traditional 1-2 combos,
whoa.
Boring fighters.
Hang on. I'm gonna go ahead and stop it right there. Every fighter I like's got swag. Kamaru Usman, swag. Izzy, swag. Bo Nickel, swag. What are we talking about, man? Get out of here.
Swag.
Hey, get out of here.
Salvador, though, he's cocky and wild in there. He acts like he's Anderson Silva. He's definitely not.
No.
It's pathetic that he took almost 15 minutes to finish Shannon Ross because, I mean,
that's a good point.
It just shows.
That's a good point.
Yeah, the guy doesn't have any power. Seems like he's losing every fight until he wins. I think he's even won some fights he shouldn't have lost. But
yeah,
for all the bad spots he does seem to get put in, he somehow wins the fights. So I wish the line was like a little bit tighter. I wish he was a little closer to even. But he's got a more experience at the UFC level. I don't think he's going to fall for those Salvador's tricks and the, you know, baiting him into some sort of brawl. I mean, the guy that takes 15 minutes to beat Sheehan Ross, you might as well brawl him anyway. So opposite again, give me Vergara here.
Man, are we gonna get the whole card opposite? Because that'd be fucking
that would
amazing.
That'd be crazy.
Let's see the chat here. Shout out Christian for the Roadrunner shirt. You got a Roadrunner shirt on, Christian? What is that?
Dude.
What is that?
What, me, that's Metro State. That's Molly's alma mater.
Oh. Rue Baker, any update on their boxing robot? So they told me July, August delivery date. I followed them on Instagram today. DM'd them. They have not gotten back to me yet, but I've been watching a ton of videos. I can't fucking wait. I'm this close to buying a fucking Aerodyne bike. You ever seen those Aerodyne bikes?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We turned our garage into a gym, and that's definitely on the
My garage basically list. I have a regular bi-level, but for whatever reason, our garage is basically like 1.5 garages. So like there's like a big cutout. Like it's pretty dope. So I got mats and shit. And the assault bike on Amazon's it was $700, which is fairly cheap. I always thought they were over 1,000, so might have to pick one of it up. But the boxing robot, they said July, August. I DM'd them today. We'll see what comes up. Trindaddy, this guy's just, I mean, one of the nicest guys in the world. At this point, I know his name's Trin Wolf, which is the coolest name in the world. But I, you know, when I refer to him, when I'm talking about him, I'm like, yeah, Trindaddy. And people are like, wait a second, that's the guy's name? His last name's Daddy? It's this fucking thing. Just shouting out the chat. Where Gary gave Chelsea Chandler their playbook. He absolutely did. Mm-hmm. No, yep. Timbo. Yeah, Timbo. Timbo's killing people, Genie. You know the biz. You know what it is?
We need to get Timbo a wood chipper so it doesn't take so long to bury these bodies.
You guys ever side bet on who's going to win the MMA? We used to side bet quite a bit. We haven't done it in a while. I took all of Christian's money on our side bets. But no, at the end of the year, we should put every event, we should put like five or no, we're grown men, 10, 20 bucks in the pot after every event. And at the end of the year, who has the strap wins or who has the most straps? I don't know. We can figure something out. Evan wants a rower. My father-in-law has a rower, and I was on that for maybe like 2 minutes and gassed me out. That's what I want to Aerodyne for. Me and we're about to get the boxing robot. Yeah, dude, strikeusa.com. Apparently, UFC, they don't have a robot, so it doesn't move, but they have like a boss routine training system where it's kind of the similar thing, but the fucking robot moves. You get your head moving, going, bah, 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 bah. You know, I can't wait for it. Here we go. Only lost 40 last week. Thanks, Molly. All right. Chat, you're amazing. Christian and I have disagreed on every fight. Hopefully like that. Next up, Roman Kopylov, minus 220 versus Claudio Ribeiro, plus 180. Now, if you do not know, Claudio Ribeiro is the guy's is the guy that his corner comes out and goes, the entire time. This isn't the apex, so we might not hear him until he gets to the inspection zone, but his dude's yelling the entire time, and it's frustrating. Roman Kopylov, minus 210. Ribeiro, plus 170. Over 1.5, minus 150. Under 1.5, plus 220. Man, I am really wanting to tickle that under 1.5. Kopylov, for you guys who don't know, is a guy that I thought highly of coming to the UFC. He laid two eggs. He has since looked pretty good. He's rounding in the form. Good striker. Cardio was a bit of a mess early in his UFC career. Trying to round that out. Grappling, eh. Ribeiro can grapple, but not really. Likes to strike. His striking's kind of weird. It's rigid, which can work for him. He does have power. He has a lot of knockouts on his record. Kopylov has been susceptible to getting hit. Minus 210. This was going to be a parlay piece for me. This was going to be a slime ball parlay. I plugged it into my algorithm. I had my rocket scientist, you know, run the numbers. Do rocket scientists run numbers? I don't know if that joke even works. Anyway, Kopylov's not the guy you put in a parlay because he's burned me before. However, I think Kopylov cruises here. I do. I think this is a good bet. I think he cruises by finish as well. Ribeiro has no gas tank. He can get finished later in the round. Roman Kopylov has proven to be pretty good on the feet, and he's really shoring his game up on top. He's got some good ground and pound. So give me Kopylov, minus 210, a little bit of a chalky play. No parlay piece for your boy. Someone in the chat, Patrick Friend, is sharp as well, said he should be minus 600. So if you're like Patrick Friend, then throw him in a parlay if you're that confident. I'm not so confident, but I am confident that I am going to play him, bet him, and bet him by finish. Christian, we going opposite here? Are you going with, hey, Ribeiro?
Right below that, Mike Sloan said, Kopylov is a fraud. I have in my notes, Claudio Ribeiro, absolute fraud. I fucking hate this guy. And I think it's all because of that guy in his corner.
Yeah.
So I can't see in the way he fights. I cannot stand that fucking guy yelling. When Razak knocked him out, I maybe the loudest have cheered this entire year. I literally hate this guy. He might be my least favorite fighter in the UFC. Look, he's the worst striker in this matchup, and he has nothing else other than that. He has nothing. This is a guy that like wrestled Joseph Holmes, who's terrible. For some reason, I got a takedown against him. Looked terrible doing it. I think Kopylov had some like early career jitters, mm-hmm. like was a little bit. I think he was just nervous. Like you said, his cardio wasn't right. He's looked really good. His strikings look crisp. He does get hit maybe a bit too much, but I'm not sure Ribeiro, even with his 11 knockouts, has the power to really like knock somebody out cold, sure. Maybe at the contender series level, but Kopylov's proven himself to be a pretty decent fighter in his last few outings. So I hope he destroys this absolute fraud. And I hope that, I'm just going to pay attention to only that cornerman when he gets knocked out. See if he goes, hey, when this guy to get him,
I think
he got
does.
The smelling salts. Hey.
I think when you know, the ref's about to raise their hand, he's coming too. He's still in the back going, and I'm pretty sure he comes out with like a 65-year-old woman and he like kisses her dead in the mouth. That might be his lady. You know what I mean? I thought it was his mom, but I'm pretty sure he tongued her down last time he got in the cage. So I don't know, man. Yeah, Jared Hassel, Ribeiro killed Christian's dog or something. He fucking might as well have. You should. I would never in my life, you know, you tell me something, you know, I am a gossip, but you tell me something in confidence, I should share the fucking group chat last time this dude fought and watch this dude just go nuts. And then I should share the group chat just last week just to show you why Timbo kills people, because the guy is a pit bull. He's on one. Yeah, Devin Clark's dad is loud too, but Devin Clark's dad's like cool. He's like going out there. He's like, all right, boy, time pay the bills. Skills pay the bills. You know what I mean? Like, this dude just yelling. BB camera quality makes it look like a potato as a camera on the other side. Yeah, I'm having some internet issues. I got a nice setup here, man. I'm in. My setup is crystal clear. But since we're going live, I probably look like shit. That's on me, babe. Sorry about that. All right, so we're on the same side on that one. Interesting.
The first one.
Next up, Trevin Giles, plus 250 versus Gabriel Bonfrey. We want Gabriel Bonfrey. We got minus 300 as what I had. Trin's going to share the updated lines here in a second. I keep going first just because I'm excited. I'm talking about it, whatever.
Sure. I like when you lead anyways. It's fun.
Oh, BP camera quality makes it look like a potato as a camera on the other side. Oh, I got it. Are you saying Christian's quality sucks? Aaron MMA takes? Because if that's true, that's... Christian's camera. Oh, let's see. Christian's camera is a potato on the other hand. Yeah, there you go. Christian, you got a potato camera.
in your face, dude.
In your face. Yeah, so I'm going to go again real quick. Sorry, Christian. I'm just on the heater. I'm feeling myself tonight. Gabriel Bonfrey, listen, he's supposed to be the lesser of the Bonfrey brothers. I thought he looked very good in his debut as well. He looked good in the contender series. Ishmael got destroyed by Benoit St. Denis. And Trevin Giles is a guy who's looked good since coming down to fucking 170. He's a sneaky guy at 170. Fought a lot of good people at 185, full-time cop, shouldn't have been 85. Cutting to 70, that weight cuts look pretty good on him. And he just kind of grinds the victories. He's tough. He's hard to put out. Trevin Giles plus 280, Bonfrey minus 340. Money is coming in on Bonfrey. It makes me want to go the opposite way because you know what they say, that sucker money coming in on Bonfrey. But I'm going to go Bonfrey, and I got to pick talent. I don't know if I'm running to the window to bet this. I definitely not putting this in parlay. He's not slime worthy. But I'm going to take Bonfrey because I think Trevin Giles is just kind of a guy who doesn't really know. God, my plus 280 sounds so good, though. Give me Bonfrey. I'm not going to talk myself out of it. Christian, go.
All right. Look, Trevin Giles has his jab. I mean, that's what everybody knows about him, that he's a cop or was a cop. Look, he's kind of decent everywhere, and he's fought good fighters, and he's looked good. He's had moments in all of these fights. Was it the Dolidze fight that he lost? Well, he won, but actually lost. Yeah, he should have lost that fight.
There's a couple of them on his record.
Yeah, he had a round that he was doing well against Strickias. I don't remember the Morales fight, but you know he's man. I think I kind of chronically underrate him.
Yeah,
I do have issues with his output. I mean, he lands, I think, less than three strikes per minute, significant strikes per minute. I don't like to see that, especially for a guy that does go to decision a lot. I don't think he's going to decision. Actually, I know he's not going to decision here because he's getting finished. I don't mind the line. I feel like everybody relates. It's like because one Bonfim loses, it's like people keep correlating them, and there's not. I mean, they're two completely different people. There's no correlation. Yeah, he's going to finish him. He finishes everybody, and he's going to do what he keeps doing. Trevin Giles isn't a big roadblock for a guy that's this talented. He's good. I mean, it may take him a minute to figure out. It may take till the early second round, but yeah, I don't. What's the under 1.5 minus 140? There you go. So I'll probably take Bonfim in under 1.5 or same game parlay up. Yeah, I think he rolls here. He wrecks everybody. He does it in different ways. Trevin Giles can be beat any which way. So yeah, take Bonfim here, and I'm fine with the line. Unlike everybody else in the chat and you.
Man, sorry, I was distracted. Yeah. I didn't really realize I'd watch Kristen suck someone's dick on the podcast. Golly. I don't think he's that good. He's okay. I mean, I like the matchup for him in Giles, but man, you were just slob knobbing him, bro. Fuck. I pick Bonfrey, but I almost want to switch my pick. You know, but I'm not gonna.
We'll keep it. I'll take that point.
We'll keep it Bonfreen. But yeah, man, you were all over this guy, dude. All over him. All right, next up.
Yeah, and he's off the contender series too. So man, whoever one of my first one of my off, many haters. First there are off, so many of no, them no, now. No.
First yeah. off, I will back you up for most of the haters. But you are a contender series. I have Texas, bro, to prove it. You hate him. All right, next up. We got Derek Lewis, big boys. Derek Lewis plus, this line's moving like crazy. I have him plus 145. Trend will give us the updated line. We got a lot of people. did he threaten you, CC? He must have threatened you. Brazilian too. Yeah, Brazilian. They're known for their steakhouses, bro. So nice tube steak on there. Nice tube steak. Here we go. Trinidad. Derek Lewis plus 185. So this is climbing. By the way, I've already picked all these fights for the Anakin Florian. Spoiler alert, we recorded earlier this week. And it's not out yet, I don't think either. It's going to come out tonight or tomorrow. Fun show. The whole show is just, they do an interview with a fighter at the end, but it's just pretty much the whole show, Kenny and I picking these fights. Derek Lewis plus 185 versus Marcos Rodrigo de Lima minus 215. Over 1.5 plus 160. Under 1.5 minus 195. So when I look at this fight, the over-under confuses me. I go, I don't know how this is going to end. Like, right? Because De Lima has shown a little bit of cardio, a little bit of grappling lately. Derek Lewis, I think, might be washed, right? The guys look like dog shit. He can always land those shots, but he can't take a shot. He doesn't like getting hit. And even though De Lima has rounding out his game, he's still a one-hit kind of guy. He'll put you out with a fucking shot, right? So I don't know what to do here. Plus 185 and Derek Lewis with that power is nice, but I get both these guys so wrong chronically. If you look at my stats, I'm never right on either of these sides, all of these guys. I used to think De Lima stunk. I used to fucking hammer him all the time. You know what I mean? I'm like, I think one time he called for a title shot and I laughed at him for 20 minutes on my podcast. Give me De Lima here, though. I think he's more well-rounded. I think he's a little bit more confident. I think he can take a better shot. I think if Derek Lewis gets touched, he folds up, he turtles up. Not the kind of guy I want to put money on. Plus 185 is interesting. Minus 215 for De Lima. Under 1.5 minus 195. I think this is a pass for me. I don't know if I'm going to play this. I hate being the guy that be like, oh, I'll pass on every play. Why am I having a fucking gambling podcast when I pass on everything? But I don't have a good read. You're the heavyweight whisperer. You know what I mean? You're about 100. Yeah. You're about 140 pounds. I'm 274. I should be the guy. I should be the guy. Talking about heavyweights. But you know him better than me, Beb. What do you like?
Yeah. I definitely don't weigh 140.
How much you weigh?
180.
Oh, really? How tall are you?
Yeah, 5'9".
Oh, okay. So 180. You seem like a 140 kind of guy.
Nah,
you got the thickness somewhere.
I'd be fighting it. I'm like Chris Curtis size.
Yeah, but Chris. Well, first off, hang on. Let me tell you something about Chris Curtis. The guy's thick. Okay, the guy's built like a house. I don't see your shoulders. Don't appear to be all that big to me, bro. All right, you're huge. You're massive. Let's move on.
All right,
you're massive, bro.
Yeah, I think Jared just said it in the chat, but we hadn't discussed it yet. This is in Salt Lake, which I give it shit, doesn't have the highest altitude, but damn, did they look fucking terrible last time they were there.
Yeah.
Everybody gassed out. That was when, what's that guy that changed Demi Lovato to a they that spit in Luke Rockhold, spit in Paulo Costa's mouth? Oh my God. That was one of the sloppiest nights of fights you've ever seen. And there's some big boys and some sloppy fighters on this card, and these are the biggest and sloppiest of them all. This line is just getting crazy, though. When I was going through Circleness, I didn't really look at the line, and I circled De Lima. But, man, this line, Derek Lewis only throws two punches a minute. He's not going to gas doing that. So, and De Lima is kind of active for a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about switching my pick and going with Derek Lewis here. If this line keeps going this way, if he's plus 200 on fight night, I'm definitely going to bet it, too.
Because the line is... Derek Lewis, moving, bro.
Against a guy that's not, doesn't have a skill set that would destroy Derek Lewis, like some of the guys he's lost to recently. So I'm going to switch my pick here and go with Derek Lewis at almost plus 200. This, I mean, this is just, it's getting out of hand.
Toughest.
I think they open it. They open as a pick 'em. Yeah. I'm just going to go with what the books say that because I look at this as closer to pick 'em. So yeah, this is a system play.
System play.
Derek Lewis at plus 200.
There you go. Christian Costello system play. Play the number on the heavyweight Derek Lewis. Yeah, this is second toughest fight for me to pick. I remember when we picked under the Anakin Florian, I was just going to be like, I'm going to go opposite Kenny. I end up not doing that because I'm so deadly wrong with these guys. I can never get it right. Plus, I think I went first, so I couldn't go opposite Kenny anyway. But I'm going to stick with DeLima. The line's moving. If Derek Lewis goes, DeLima opens. Zachary Pruitt just said DeLima open at plus 120. Money's coming in on this guy. Listen, he's been a fraud for a while. He's on a nice little run now because heavyweight's so weak. But yeah, Derek Lewis has looked like absolute trash as well. I mean, he gets once, he's done. A lot of people in the chat saying, listen, Derek Lewis is here for the paycheck. He still cuts a fat paycheck. If he cuts a promo, my balls is hot or whatever, people are going to go crazy over it, you know? So he cuts a fat paycheck and, you know, he's almost 40 years old at this point as well. Tatum says, do you think Derek Lewis will get him down or more of a stand-up fight? I think DeLima's going to try to get him down. I mean, Derek Lewis on his back, he like just stands up, right? And DeLima is pretty good off his, or pretty good on top, I should say, and pushing that cardio. But Christian brought up a good point, and the chat brought up a good point. Whew, man, cardio is going to be king here. Someone asked me a question. Does Prime BP Kurt Derek Lewis in boxing? His bonus will say in Houston because he knows Derek fights. So if it's in Texas, I don't have a shot. If it's not in Texas, I don't have a shot. No, Derek Lewis smokes me. I mean, he doesn't have the cleanest boxing world, but he's got big, big power. I couldn't fuck with Derek Lewis unless I do. You know what I mean? My debut fight's going to be a 55-year-old Derek Lewis in fucking back alley Kentucky. They're paying him $1,500 to come beat me up. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love every second of it. Next up, you got, is this main card? Or is this prelim still? Is this main card? Main card.
Main card.
Steven Wonderboy Thompson minus 180 versus Michelle Plaid, plus 165. Love this fight. Love this fight. on the chat. Love this fight. Listen, Pereira is a guy people think has all these knockouts. He's got the capoeira. He's got the spinning shit. He's got the jumping shit. He's got the backflip shit. We ain't got a lot of knockouts, babe. He ain't got a lot of knockouts in the UFC. He's winning decisions. His cardio is good. He's big. He's big for 170, but he's run into a Wonderboy Thompson. Now, listen, if Wonderboy Thompson was maybe 35, 36, he would be my mortal lock of all mortal locks. And the line's coming down. Steven Thompson minus 155, Michelle Pereira plus 135, over 2.5, minus 220. I like the over 2.5. And I like Steven Wonderboy Thompson here. And I'm sliming him up as well. Again, spoiler alert, since you're watching with me on the Anakin Florian podcast, on the MMA Takes podcast hosted by one truly Brian Petrie, the Anakin Florian podcast is not out yet. I did throw three units on Steven Wonderboy Thompson. This is a fight that I really dove into and really watched. Christian's face says it all because another spoiler alert, Kenny picked Pereira. I just think Steven Thompson, when he gets a striker, he looks great. Now the question is, will Pereira wrestle? He didn't take down anybody his last fight, but his fight before that, 2 takedowns. Fight before that, 1 takedown. He is mixing them in. Thompson, not great on the takedown defense, not great off his back, obviously. Could get beat up in that position. That's the way to beat Steven Thompson, is to take him down. But if they play on the feet, man, no one beats Steven Thompson unless you're Anthony Pettis, Superman punch off the cage. Give me Wonderboy, even though he's getting up there in age. I like Wonderboy. I like that the line is dropping as well at minus 155. He fights about once, twice a year because Skynet just says, in the chat, he shattered his hand last fight. He shatters like both his hands in every fight. But give me Thompson, that is slime ball candidate number 2. And I put 3 units on him. Christian, tell me why I'm wrong. You disagreed with me. Let's see.
You want to bet?
Oh, do I want to bet? What are you talking to, bro? What is it? What number you want? What do you want? What do you want to put?
We just want to go out since it's, I'm taking the, but not a big dog. I'll just go $20 and we'll do straight up.
$20 straight up. All right.
Yeah. Maybe there's some tighter odds here that we might up the ante on. Yeah, this is a really cool fight. Great matchmaking. This whole card has a lot of really good matchmaking on it. Yeah, Pereira once gassed out on his way to the cage and then lost to Tristan Connolly. I will never, ever forget that.
Well, he did fucking 10 backflips, but you're right. Yeah. You're right. He did. That and then really did happened.
In the cage, too. That's one of my all-time... I think I did win fight of the night, so at least he got paid for it. Look, you kind of touched upon it. Pereira, for the most part, has been taking his opponents down, which against Thompson is something you really want to see. Kevin Holland gave in the fight that he wanted. He treated him like a legend. I don't think Pereira, ever since he stopped doing all the capoeira in there, I think he's just focused on winning now. I think he's like, dang, I'm in my late 20s, mid-20s, whatever. Like, I can actually make a run at this. And this is going to be a huge step towards doing that. Now, can he do it? Who knows? Like, obviously, if it stays at distance, it's not hard. You know, it's not hard to predict how the fight will go, but a guy that is taking his opponents down and can hang in the striking, obviously he's not going to win a 15-minute kickboxing match.
Sure.
But, you know, he's got some unconventional things, and I think he can get it to some unconventional spots. So a guy that does take his opponents down, I think he's going to be a lot bigger too. He looks giant in there every time he's in there.
He's a big boy.
I like him to take Wonder Boy down. I don't think he's going to give him the courtesy that Holland did. So, yeah. Give me the Molador.
By the way, I want to recognize the chat. Chat, I usually put all your stuff in this. You guys are kicking ass so much. I can't even keep up with you guys. This is amazing. Thank you for everyone in the chat. You guys are dope. And Christian and I are only on the side of one fight. This is going to be
unbelievable.
One of us is going to clean up for that fucking strap, bro. Man,
watch, we end up tying.
I'm really confident in Stephen Thompson here, man. I really am. I think his striking is so slick and his footwork. And I know, you know, he's lost maybe a little step with his age, but I think, you know, Pereira's hittable. And as long as he doesn't go fucking wrestle heavy, wrestle fuck Thompson, I really like Thompson here, man. But one of us could be right. All right, next up, Christian's fighting. Christian looks exactly like Michael Chiesa. Michael Chiesa +130 versus Kevin Holland -150. This initial line surprised me because Kevin Holland struggles with the type of fighters that Michael Chiesa is. Michael Chiesa, though, is on a two-fight losing streak, has not looked great, kind of one foot in, one foot out type situation, doing a lot of desk work, doesn't fight for a long time, but he's a big, strong fucking dude. Kevin Holland struggles. I'm going to go Christian first. Christian, break your own fight down. How do you win? How do you lose? Tell me what's up.
I think it's pretty clear, kind of like the last fight. They're almost carbon copies of each other when it comes time to winning and losing. I think what you're going to see here, though, is another significant size difference. I'm not sure how much bigger Kevin Holland's going to look, but I have a feeling it's going to be, you know, pretty significant. He's a much better striker. Chiesa's striking the only person I've ever seen him outstrike was Sean Brady, which means absolutely nothing.
Fun fact, he didn't outstrike him, but he did drop Masvidal. Yeah. Almost fucking finished him, which is crazy to even think about.
Yeah. I guess, Chiesa had his moments, though, and his striking is bad. It's like a refined Chase Hooper in there. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, he looks like me, so a refined Christian Costello.
Christian Costello, that's right. Christian Costello has won several backyard boxing tournaments for all the negative haysayers out there. Okay, this guy throws.
And lost some too. Lost more.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. We won't talk about the losses, bro.
So when I kind of picture this fight in my mind, which is a lot of time just how I break him down, because, you know, I hate going back and watching old fights if I don't have to. I kind of picture the Magny fight where Chiesa just smothered him. I think body-wise, Holland's going to be bigger than Magny, but their style reminds me of each other. Just kind of the way they move in there reminds me of each other. And I can see Chiesa getting in there and swallowing him up and keeping him down. Obviously, he got up, you know, Holland got up a bunch against Vettori, but Vettori doesn't seem to hold anybody down. He just kind of keeps rinsing and repeating those takedowns. Chiesa does have some, you know, when he's on the ground, he's going for submissions. He's not going just to hold you there. He actually has something when he's on the ground. And obviously, we don't have to talk about Kevin Holland's takedown defense is maybe the worst in the UFC. So you give it me an excellent grappler again at a dog price. Like I just don't understand why you give like a really cool fancy striker and then you give me a great grappler that's taken down, let's see, in Chiesa's last few fights, let's see, one takedown, 1, 4, 6, 5, 4, 2. Again, that goes back to 2018. So he's taking everybody down, and he's taking them down a lot. You know, he gets over three, he gets 3.5 a fight. If he can get him down in two different rounds, then that's game over. That's 2-1. I don't think he's going to get knocked out. Give me Chiesa all day. Dog money again.
The chat disagrees with you, bro. The chat's all over Kevin Holland. All over Kevin Holland. But let me.
Hey, you want to bet, chat? You want to bet?
Usually at this point, I pull out the green hammer. And this is a green hammer bet I'm about to give you. But in honor of my guy, Evan Longoria, who gave me a bat at the game the other day, this is going to be the Evan Longoria smash it to the fucking moon prop bet. I like Chiesa here myself. I think Kevin Holland gets taken down too much. I have a vision because Chiesa has been hurt to the body a lot, and I watched Kevin Holland work pads with his coach, ripping a lot of knees to the body. I can see, and that's how he destroyed Fluffy Hernandez, Anthony Hernandez. Kevin Holland just ripped the knee to the body and folded him, right? So I can see that happening. Chiesa has been put out before. Don't know where his mind's at, right? 2 losses, but he's strong. Everyone that grapples this guy is strong. Yes, he fought at 55. That 170. Now Kevin Holland's going to be a little bit bigger of a guy, but Kevin Holland is going to feel that strength. Don't know if he can get put out, but my Evan Longoria hammer to the fucking moon green hammer parlay or prop play is Michael Chiesa double chance. It worked for me last week, working for me this week. Double chance, win by submission or decision, +130. And that's a home run, baby.
Gotta love that, man.
You gotta fucking love that. Chat disagrees. Chat is all over Kevin Holland. I get it. But, man, I just think he can drag Kevin Holland out. And Kevin Holland, again, struggles with these type of guys. It all depends on what kind of Chiesa shows up, if he wants it or not. I'm sorry to let you down, chat. You know what? I'm going to go. What I'm going to do, right, if Kevin Holland wins, I'm going to go through the chat. And I'm going to pick out everyone that said they're picking Holland. I'm going to pick out a winner, and I'm going to send them a new tee for you. That's what I'm going to do. So if Holland wins, I'm going to go in the chat, boop, 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 random it, DM you, you get a t-shirt. Let's go. All right, next up, we got Tony Ferguson, OL Kukui. He's back, babes. +270 is what I saw it. Against Bobby King Green, -350. You got the floor here, Kristen. No, you just went first last time. I'll go.
Okay.
Man, this is tough. This is really tough because I want to take Tony at this number. I think this number is absurd. He hasn't won. He's lost 5 in a row. This is a guy that won 12 in a row and then now can't win, right? He didn't properly heal his knee. And I see his mobility is just completely shot, right? +310 now for Tony Ferguson. Bobby King Green, -380. Over 2.5, -140. Over 250. But Bobby King Green did not look good against Jarrett Gordon. He looked good against Drew Dober until he got put out. But he did not look good against Jarrett Gordon, the headbutt, all that weird stuff. Tony Ferguson, I think he's got to wrestle. He's got to create scrambles here. He's got to get to the fight to the ground. His chokes are great. His darces are great. But does he have that in him? Is his body capable of doing that? I don't know. Bobby Green is very fast with his hands, keeps his hands down, throws big shots. They're not the biggest, throws a lot of shots. They're not the biggest power, but they're accurate. And is Tony's chin that gone? You know what I mean? He got knocked out by Michael Chandler with a crazy front kick. But other than that, you know, Gaethje stopped him. I don't see this being kind of a Gaethje fight, but I think Bobby King Green is going to just piece him up here. As much as I want to take +310, and I'm probably going to regret this pick, and maybe even come fight night, I'll bet Tony by, like, submission or something. But I'm going to go with King Green here. Bobby King Green, I think he's just going to piece Tony up, and I think Tony is washed. I think he's done, you know? I think we're going to see him in the PFL or Bellator sooner than later, maybe even bare knuckle. I think the sun is setting on old Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, he's absolutely, he is worst, there it is, as worst gets. Yeah, he's got, I mean, he's, I think I picked him in most of his last few fights too. So to, man, to hop off the train when you're getting him at plus 320 is difficult. Mm-hmm. But look, Bobby Green is not like Trevor Peake. Bobby Green has very, very
good. Watch what you fucking say about Trevor Peake. That's all I'm going to say, okay? He will fucking hammer fist you the next week, bro.
Yeah. No standing hammer fist from Bobby Green. I don't know what the deal with his. I mean, he did knock Jared Gordon out, kind of. But
yeah, headbutt helps. But
yeah, it does. But, you know, lots of people get away with headbutts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't believe I'm excited for this fight, which I don't know if it's pathetic, it's just nostalgia or what, like that. I still think Tony Ferguson still has something left in the tank. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it, though. He's shown that he has absolutely nothing. He's just the guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, we joke around about people being worse or not having any gas. Ain't got no gas in it. Mm-hmm. But Bobby Green, it still has something. It still has a lot left in the tank, I think. And Tony Ferguson is the way he's lost has been brutal. He's getting his limbs stretched the opposite way. He's mm-hmm. getting his face turned into, looks like Chat GPT made it. It's all so jumbled up so bad. So just give me Bobby Green, but yeah. I think I'll be root for, I like them both, but I don't know. I'm excited for it. I think it's just the old.
So if you check the tapes, you know, because your boy's been doing this show for a long time. People think I just started the show since I got the Anakin Florian gig. 300 plus episodes before the Anik gig. If you check the tapes, I go all the way back where Tony and Khabib was a fight everyone wanted. I wanted it just to shut people up, but I kind of figured Khabib would maul him. And I know I hate saying that now. No one knows what could have happened. Prime Tony ripped his knee up, all that stuff. But I just never thought Tony was that good. I mean, he's usually losing fights before he wins them. And I didn't think that was going to work with Khabib. But he is a fun guy. There's not many boring Tony Ferguson fights. The Nate Diaz fight, though, he looks so fucking slow. He got choked out by a guillotine where he tapped. Tony Ferguson's a guy who 2 years ago would bring a baseball to the press conference and was mad at the UFC for not letting him pursue baseball. You're almost 40 and you think you can play baseball? Sure, you could probably pitch low 80s. I saw him throw the ball. It's like low 8. What are we talking about here? The guy is crazy. And there was someone in the chat who summed up Tony perfectly. You're right here.
Do you remember that podcast a year or two ago when I had put the sunglasses on and took the baseball out? Yeah,
this guy is crazy.
I forgot about that.
Trey said, Tony's headline is Media Video Day. I'm just barely hitting my prime. You got no knees, bro. What do you mean hitting your prime? Prime what, dude? You're going to be prime rib. Nailed it. Everyone give me a collective high five. Listen, I don't love Bobby King Green. I usually fade him a lot. He does. I like him when he's a dog because he can surprise. It's usually some kind of weird split close decision. But I like, I gotta go Bobby Green here. I think Tony's just, he's cooked to the bone, man. He's cooked to the bone. All right, co-main event fight. I'm very excited about Jan Blachowicz -125 versus Alex Pereira -105. This line is moving. I saw a little, hold on, my chat's going crazy. Hold on. Sorry.
I know the chat is crazy and we got an early start today.
I absolutely love the chat. Muhammad shouted out earlier. Muhammad shouted out earlier. It's the first time he came over from the Anakin Florian, said some nice words. Shout out Muhammad. Thank you, brother.
That's right. That's right, though. He was never. I mean, we knew that. We found out. Yeah, I mean, he lost to a cord.
Yeah, but you look at the Kevin Lee fight. He got mounted and he's ready to like die. Got out of the round and then triangle Kevin Lee because he got tired. You know, you look at the Lando Venata fight. He got dropped like 3 times in that fight and then battled back and won because Lando's a 45er who gassed out. Like a lot of his wins were suspect, and now like he's fighting the real deal dudes, and he's old. No knees, and, you know, he wants to play baseball, which is, you know, it's fucking crazy. All right, so this fight, Jan Blachowicz versus Alex Pereira. Now, let me tell you something. I'm starting to get a little PTSD flashbacks of my Izzy bet, right, where I put 6 units, the biggest loss I've ever done. I put 6 units on Izzy versus Jan Blachowicz, and I lost. Biggest loss I've ever had. Right. Lost the friendship over it as well. Shout out Dev Tejada. what are you going to do? Jan Blachowicz minus 115, Alex Pereira minus. So the over-unders confuse me as well. 1.5 under, you know, I don't know how this fight's going to go, but I love Alex Pereira. I have studied this guy because I'm an Izzy guy. So I've watched every kickboxing fight he's ever done, all his MMA fights. And this dude is just a different breed, special. He's made from something different. His leg kicks are just little chopping, so you're not going to catch him. He doesn't throw a ton of body kicks. He usually touches the body with his hands, throws a sneaky high kick. The biggest concern here, obviously, is if Blachowicz can take him down. Now, Blachowicz blast doubled Izzy. Three, four, and five rounds took Izzy down. Blast doubled in the center of the cage. Izzy couldn't get up. Got him all in the center of the cage and then took him down off the cage. Pereira's not going to get blast doubled in the center of the cage. Too big, too strong. Against the cage, that's a problem. Pereira's got to use his footwork and move. And Blachowicz stood with Izzy for the first couple rounds. Blachowicz has awkward, herky-jerky striking that surprises people. He might want to be the bully in there. He's a big 205-er, but Pereira is big. He is dense. Big hands, big wrists. His legs aren't that small for being a guy that's 6'4". He's a thick dude. Do I love that he's coming off a knockout 3 months ago? No. Do I love that he's fighting a guy that's probably going to wrestle him? No. I think the wrestling isn't going to be the problem. I think it's jiu-jitsu. I think if Pereira, who's working with Glover Teixeira, who ragdolled Blachowicz, if Pereira starts working to his feet to avoid all the submissions, get his neck taken, that's going to be a problem. What's his submission defense look like? We haven't seen it. With that being said, I'm all over Alex Pereira here. I think Alex Pereira is an absolute stud. I think he might, if he knocks out Blachowicz, which only one other guy's done, Thiago Santos, I think maybe Alex Pereira is going to get a fast track to the 205-pound title, considering what happened to Jamal Hill. Give me Alex Pereira, man. I can't wait for this fight. I can't wait to see him perform. Christian, take it away, babe.
Yep, another great fight. I'm excited to see Alex Pereira up at 205. I think he's going to look massive. I think he's going to dwarf Blachowicz, who has always looked pretty big.
Yeah, thick boy, thick boy.
Yeah, I think there is some sort of narrative out there about Blachowicz wrestling. And the only guy he's wrestled in 5 years, the only guy he's taken down, and really the only guy he's wrestled is Izzy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Other than that, he talks about the legendary Polish power. The legendary power in this fight is the Brazilian Connecticut power that Alex Pereira has. That's the real power. This is a fight that's going to take place on his feet. Jan's got those knee pads and those ankle braces and all that shit. He's not taking anybody down. I think these guys are going to slug it out on the feet. I can't believe the line's at 2.5. This should be at 1.5. Alex Pereira is going to knock this dude the fuck out and show him what legendary power really is. I love the fight, but I don't think it's hard to break down. I'm surprised the line's so close. No. I'm surprised the line is the way it is at all. If he tries to take him down, I think he can stop it. He's gonna be bigger and stronger. So, I could see Alex Pereira taking Blachowicz down just as easy. I don't like if these guys get into a weird situation. Like these guys, they're gonna get hurt. They're gonna be striking a lot. For as long as it lasts, at least. But yeah, give me Pereira, obviously by a knockout, and I'll just bet that under 2.5 because that's a plus money. That's even a better bet.
The one X factor here is Glover Teixeira. Now, Glover obviously shared the cage with Jan and dominated him. But what I like is Glover's now retired. He's transitioned to full-time coach. And you know he's a smart, charismatic guy, been around the game forever. And Glover really, after he got out-wrestled by Corey Anderson, really dedicated to wrestling, grappling later in his career. You know he's putting Alex in these horrible positions, working the takedown defense. And I like that Alex is the bigger guy at 205 pounds. 185 is a big cut for him. 205, he's already on weight. They showed the embedded, he's like eating meat and stuff, like he's well fed. Like I think, and he won 205 in Glory. He was the only person in Glory kickboxing at the time to hold two titles, 185 and 205. I like this guy at 205 pounds here, man. I think that's the place he's always should have been. Obviously, he cut to 85 because he wanted to chase Izzy, fast-tracked to the title. I get it. There are still some questions, though. Jan does have a good rear naked choke. Jan can take him down if you really pursued it. But I think you did a good enough job in saying Jan doesn't wrestle unless he has to. Be interested to see if he wrestles here, right? Because Sean Strickland, Everyone swore Sean Strickland was going to wrestle Alex Pereira, and that never happened. Never got a chance to. Pereira's striking is on another level. The chat is going crazy.
I know. It's
everyone
so
loves this fight. Everyone's they think we're disrespecting Jan. You know, I'm disrespecting the Polish power. I think that's bullshit, man. He ain't knocking nobody out. Polish power. Yeah, you got Luke Rockhold. My fucking daughter can get Luke Rockhold. Polish power. Get out of here with that shit. All right, main event. Dustin Poirier, -135.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I saw that Tatum wanted you to look at our parlay.
Oh, Tatum.
There was all kinds of things in the chat. Yeah.
Before you main event, what do you think of this parlay? Here we go.
Zachary, stop it, CC.
Matthews.
The UConn Don.
Salzburger, Luis Lima, under 2.5. Holland, Green by TKO, Thompson, Pereira, Poirier. Listen. +6334 is sexy. Sellensberger's just, he's just looks like a guy that's going to fuck this up. Lima can lay on top. I mean, I don't want to be you know what? I'm not going to be a negative guy. That's a gorgeous parlay. Put $10 on it, put $25 on it, and have a weekend. You know what I mean? Have a fucking weekend. There's worse parlays out there, but at +6334, let go. Main event time, BMF title. Poirier, -135. Justin Gaethje, +115. I know who you're picking. So do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first, so you can lead it off.
I'll go first. Debate listen, it. Okay. I like being wrong, right? Like sometimes like when I'm so sure of myself, because sometimes I get a little bit of an ego, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I've been watching the sport for so long. I'm kind of glad that I'm wrong. And when Gaethje came over from World Series of Fighting and matched up with Poirier, In the UFC, I thought Gaethje was going to run through him. I thought this was a layup. You can probably find the tapes hidden in the archives. I thought this was going to be an absolute beatdown by Gaethje. Look what happened. Intense fight. Gaethje was on a couple more leg kicks. Gaethje could have won this fight, but Poirier got that dog, you know, touched him with that left hand and put him out. Gaethje also had a little bit of cardio issues, which I think he's fixed. But I think that's the only thing he's kind of fixed. I've watched his last two fights, and he's still getting hurt. He's recovering well. But you look at the Charles Oliveira fight. Charles Oliveira's got slick, crisp boxing and put Gaethje down with, like, everything, right? Everything landed where Gaethje dropped. Look at the Vasiev fight. Vasiev, more of a kicker. He has good hands. I would argue Poirier has better boxing than Vasiev has boxing, but he rattled Gaethje's cage. You look at the Chandler fight. Chandler is a good boxer, explosive, a little bit different than Poirier, not as slick. He rattled Gaethje's cage. And then you got Poirier in there, and Justin Gaethje has said on record, Poirier is his toughest fight because of just the way he shells up. Southpaw, that left hand's great. Justin doesn't throw a ton of things straight. Justin has a good left hook. Justin has a wild overhand right. His leg kicks are great. They're going to be there for the inside leg kick with the southpaw Poirier. But Poirier has really impressed me. This is the guy that who I didn't think had a lot of heart. Went at 145, went with Chan Sung Jung, quit in that war. You know what I mean? Essentially, that's what happened. Got the big fight with Connor, got knocked out in the first round. Since going to 55 and really kind of reevaluating himself, he still loses the title fights, right? He still loses kind of the big ones at times when you fight a grappler. But when you fight a guy like Justin Gaethje with the striking, I think Poirier is just too fucking sharp, too crisp. That left hand's brutal. Give me Poirier as well. Slime forever as well. Slime ball candidate right there, Dustin Poirier. Christian, tell me that you went to college or high school with Justin Gaethje and that you're going to pick him or whatever. Go ahead, hit me with it.
Yeah. He is an All-American from the University of Northern Colorado.
There you go.
So, obviously, best college in the country. I mean, definitely per U.S. News World Report, I'm sure. yeah, probably not. But, look, Poirier's kind of only, like, his only real octagon time. How long was his fight versus Oliveira? With two rounds?
I believe so. You're talking about Gaethje? I believe so.
No, not Gaethje. Well, I think Gaethje was that. I think that was only the first round.
Was it the first round? But Poirier, I don't remember. Yeah, they both got done up the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the exact same way. It's obviously a concern that Gaethje does get dropped so easy. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that Poirier's the guy to drop him. Like, he spent five rounds with Dan Hooker. I don't think he dropped him once. Michael Chandler did it in about 12 seconds. So he might have that crisp boxing.
Poirier did knock out Gaethje already, bro.
Yeah, I mean, four rounds in.
All right. Well, this is a five-round fight. Yeah. This is a five-round fight.
That's true. Look, I gotta find. I don't like Poirier's the amount of time he spent off lately. I when you get that money, I mean, beating Conor McGregor means nothing today. Mm-hmm. Like that means absolutely nothing. It's are worthless wins.
Mm-hmm.
So the last win he really has that I think matters is Hooker.
Yeah.
So, and I think that Gaethje stepping in there against Fiziev against the younger, you
don't
faster
think, you don't
guy
think than, the Chandler went? I mean, Poirier finished Chandler, Gaethje didn't. You don't think that matters at all? You're just going to ignore that?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Selected.
Come on, man.
But Poirier almost lost to Chandler too, but Chandler just fights like such an idiot.
I mean, Gaethje so, got wobbled a little bit, but go ahead. I'm not going to poke hole. You already made my pick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look, Gaethje, I think he has the ability to kind of one-punch knockout Poirier, which I'm not sure that Poirier is going to be able. Poirier could attritionally knock him down, but, you know, I could see Gaethje kind of finishing him one-punch style. I'm reaching at straws because I picked this fight months ago, and I was like, oh, Poirier wins this easy. Mm-hmm. I can't go against my guy like that. You know, Gaethje's got the better output. He's more hittable. This is completely narrative. I'm just saying that. Poirier, his money, his lack of fighting, his only fighting Conor McGregor, who I don't regard as even a top 40 opponent, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. I like Gaethje to do it. He was so impressive. He's the only one that stepped up to fight anybody that's up and coming, mm-hmm. anybody that we don't know something about. And he proved himself there. He beat the shit out of Fiziev.
That's a good point.
I mean,
yeah.
So look, I'm going to take the guy that is active, that is looking good against the up and comers, that is fighting tough competition, that I think has, well, he definitely has less ways to win, because I saw somebody post it in the CC is high as hell.
Yeah, dude. And then Skynet said, shite breakdown. Not even shit. Shite breakdown. CC is smoking crack. Man, Chad is brutal. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I want to bet on this one too, but Fitty.
All right, let's go. Fitty butt.
All right.
Fitty. Yep. 50 bucks. Yeah. It's 50. 50 bucks. All right, I'll do 50. 50 bucks. All right. Listen, the main event's going to be fire no matter what. These guys are never in boring fights. Win or lose, draw, whatever. These dudes are fucking insane. I just think Poirier is a little cleaner. And I realized
I just forgot about the Chandler-Poirier fight. I saw that. It's like, did you always fought twice? I was like, oh, I completely forgot about Poirier-Chandler.
Yeah.
So my bad. I did forget that fight.
100%. When I brought it up, look, you saw a fucking ghost in the room. Like, oh, yeah, that happened.
I forgot that it happened.
Other people.
That's my bad.
Other breakdowns I've seen in this fight is people think that Poirier is going to wrestle a little bit because Gaethje's kind of fish out of the water on the ground. I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to stand up a little bit. But also, there's like a rumor going around that Gaethje's done. Like he's wrapping it up after this one. Win, lose, or draw, he's wrapping it up, I heard. So, whew. All right. So let's go locks. Christian, you're my guest. So I'll let you get first pick of the locks. You can go mortal, slime ball, mortal, send him home, or dog lock. What do you got, babe? We got a lot to pick from because we're fucking opposite on pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's not going to be. I don't think we're going to be fighting over anything. Give me Alex Pereira as a dog. I said that one's crazy. I cannot believe how biased I am against Gaethje that I just like don't even like I just dis- like didn't even look well, into Poirier. Just well, forgot. Yeah, I mean,
we all have our biases. I mean, I definitely have my biases towards people too. So you took my dog lock. So go fuck yourself. So I'm gonna go dog lock. There's some options here. But I'm going to go with my Green Hammer selection. I'm going to go Michael Chiesa because the whole chat, I don't think, likes that play. So let's just go dog lock. All right.
I love it.
I am going to go mortal lock. Bada bing, bada boom. Man, I could do a lot of options. I'm going to ride my initial gut early in the week when I broke this down over the weekend. I am going to go Wonderboy Thompson mortal lock. Wonderboy mortal lock. You want to go take Pereira and dog lock it off here, bitch? Huh? Is that what you want to do? Tough guy? Huh? Tough guy?
Wait. Take Pereira as my mortal?
No. Take Pereira as... Oh, you already took dog lock. Fuck. Never mind.
I already took the other Pereira as my dog.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. Did you pick your mortal?
Mortal Stephen Thompson. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. You pick your mortal.
All right. I will take...
I mean, after you sucked his dick to the fucking balls, you got to take Bonfim.
I know. I don't like to take minus 300s.
I know, it's rough. But I mean, listen, dude, you gobbled it, so.
All right. Take Bonfim.
We're going to get kicked off fucking YouTube, bro. Mortal Lock, Bonfim. All right, and send him home. Christian, go ahead, pick your send him home.
You get to go first, don't you?
I just went first on Mortal, so you get to go. You get to double it up with Pereira there.
I usually pick these before we start, but I was in such a rush today. No, give me Gaethje. Fuck it. Let's get some.
Send them home. Justin.
What's the under? Is that set at under 4.5? It was like.
Did Trent Fry posted the chat? I can't even keep up with the chat. I know Trent posted it.
I wonder what is it 4.5 or 2.5?
Here we go, right here. It is 2.5. Under 2.5 plus 100.
Diamante. Under 2.5. Okay, no, I mean, I'm saying I think he'll send him. So, yeah, under, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, yep, perfect. Right.
Yep. And my send him home will be, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Fuck, man. Let's go. Dustin Poirier. A send him home off, bitch, since we got the 50 on it. Got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Slime ball parlay. So recap real quick before I get to slime ball. Christian's locks are dog lock, Alex, Poltom Pereira, mortal lock, Gabriel Bonfim, his new boyfriend. Send him home, Justin Gaethje. My send him home, Dustin Poirier. My dog lock, Michael Chiesa. My mortal lock, Steven Wonderboy Thompson. And the Green Hammer is Michael Chiesa to win by submission or decision plus 130. That is the Evan Longoria smash it to the fucking moon prop play this week. And then my slime ball parlay. I've already placed it, so the lines might be moving. It's very, numbers speak to me. I'm not a religious guy, but I'm a little bit of a guy that sees numbers. You know what I mean? The slime ball parlay is plus 291. This is UFC 291. We got Steven Wonderboy Thompson, Shabank, Jake Matthews, Shaboink, and we got Dustin Poirier, Shabank, Shaboink, Shabank. Hedge out if you got to, because we got the main event. Hedge out if you got to, but plus 291 for the slime ball parlay. Again, Dustin Poirier, Jake Matthews, and Steven Wonderboy Thompson, 291 on the slime ball parlay. Smells like winners, baby. Smells like we're going to have a big weekend, man. Hey, yeah. I'm actually watching the fight. This guy who's friends with Chris Curtis, we were going to link up in Vegas, and we couldn't make it work. We're actually on the same flight home in Vegas, and then he runs Cincinnati Athletic Club or whatever like that, downtown Cincinnati, and they have like a fight night. And since Terrence Crawford is fighting Errol Spence, they got like a whole TV set up. It's like 10 or 15 dudes bringing a buddy, going down there. Never met the guy, but, you know, we're going to be around some fight fans, which will be fun. Fun, fun, fun. And that is it. That's the card, babe. We got an hour 12. Christian, go hit some dingers. Go be like Evan Longoria and go smack a few home runs here, babe. Okay?
I will.
All right,
I'll chat. Do it for you and for the chat.
Let's do it. Chat, you're amazing. Hit the subscribe button. You guys are incredible. And if Holland wins, someone gets a t-shirt. Let's go, baby.
Perfect week for Brian Petrie yet again. Motherfuckers. Let's make some picks with our man Brian Petrie.